And you are tuned to WEFT Champaign 90.1 FM.
And we just heard La Comparsita, which is an introduction to our tango musicians here today. We have Amanda Ramey and Enchi Lin with us today to talk about, and they also play with the Bandonian Massacre, and they're here to tell us about an event that they have coming up.
Well, welcome to the program. For those who don't know you, if they haven't heard you guys before, why don't you do a quick introduction?
Go for it.
Sure. So we're the directors of CU Tango Music. We do a few events a year. One of the big ones is our festival in the spring. And then we do a one-week-long workshop for musicians to learn about how to play tango in July. And then we've done a couple events with Folk and Roots in October as well. So this what's coming up in 2 weeks is our fourth CU Tango Music Festival. This year we're super excited because we also get to open up our event with at Cranor Uncorked, and it also coincides with Boneyards' opening event as well. So we're also partnering with Boneyards because that weekend is also Boneyards Arts Fest.
That makes total sense.
Yeah,
absolutely.
So we're super excited about that we get to play at Cranor Uncorked. And then on Friday we have our concert, which... You want to talk about the music?
Yeah. Oh, sure. At the Friday concert, this is Friday, April 4th at 8 p.m. at Urbana Dance Company in downtown Urbana. We're doing a concert of completely contemporary tango music, so written in the last 20 or so years by some of the most prolific tango composers in Buenos Aires, along with a couple of our own musicians presenting their compositions and arrangements, and we're really, really excited. It's a little bit unusual, especially we're going to do a large ensemble. It's a little unusual to have a concert of completely contemporary music, especially in the States, and so we're really excited to present that for everybody.
So talk a little bit about the structure of the festival. How does it work exactly?
We have four public events. We have a Cranor Uncorked on Thursday, April 3rd, and this contemporary music concert on Friday, April 4th. And then we do a tango social dance, a milonga, on Saturday, April 5th. And that's a little bit later. It's at 9 p.m. It's first for tango dancers, but it's also for listeners. We have live music from 10 to 11 p.m., including a fabulous dance performance from our guest dance instructors, Daniela Roig and Hernan Prieto, based out of Connecticut and Chicago. And then on Sunday, we have a super casual, amazing thing that Enchi came up with last year. We're going to do a jam, which also has a practica or a dance practice along with it, and some food, some brunch.
The brunch. Don't forget the brunch part.
Food is very important. So we have a sort of a smattering of live music opportunities, and we're also pleased that our two guest bandoneon players are going to be doing a concert at Urbana Free Library also on Sunday, April 6th. The practica and jam is in the morning, and then Amy and Rodrigo will be playing at Urbana Free Library at 2 p.m. Doing a program of Bach on bandoneon. So that's the structure of the festival.
Wow. Yeah. You know, I just feel so lucky to be in this area where we have such amazing diversity of music, and this is just a perfect example of that. And it seems to me that tango music is kind of making a comeback. I mean, it was popular, I don't know, sometime in the past, and then it seems to have kind of died off, at least in the United States, but now it seems to be coming back. Do you want to comment on that at all?
Well, we're trying.
It's still pretty limited, but I think festivals like ours make a really big difference, and there is a lot of energy. a lot of energy around tango music, and we're really, really happy to be able to study it and be able to perform it here. And We're really excited to be able to work with the people we're working with. So
yeah, we actually have a friend who a couple that we know that took tango lessons. So
awesome!
Yeah, but they do American tango.
Right, that's the more ballroom version of it.
The ballroom version. Mm-hmm. Okay, so what's the difference then? How would you describe the difference between American and Argentine?
Personally, I would say that Argentine tango is the original tango, right?
Well,
and
I'm sure.
Oh,
yeah.
Of course.
And then and ballroom just kind of it makes it a little flash. Well, if I say it makes it flashier, then I'm implying that Argentine tango isn't performancey, but it is too. Mm-hmm. So it's like a different. It is a different style. Mm-hmm. I guess. And also the music's kind of different,
mm-hmm.
right? The American tango, I think there's a more specific beat that and sound that you're looking for when it comes to American tango. But I feel like I'm overstepping when I'm talking about music. Since I'm not the musician.
I mean, I my understanding is that the ballroom style is the what happened in Europe, and this is... Mm-hmm. The Argentine tango kept evolving in Argentina. So.
But nonetheless, tango is the dance of passion.
The music is super dramatic.
The music is very dramatic.
Very dramatic.
And the topics of most of the songs are about love. Future love, current love, past love.
Pain.
Oliver's having a really good time. So... You have three events annually. So what are the other two going to be, just looking ahead to, you have a summer event, right?
Right. So summer, we have a week-long workshop where we're bringing Julian Peralta, who is a famous composer and kind of led like the new tango movement. And he comes here from Argentina to teach musicians how to play tango music. And we also have a few other instructors that come in on different instruments. So we have a string instructor, bandoneon instructor. This year we're going to have a piano and guitar as well. And musicians basically come in from everywhere. So all over the country, some come in from Canada. We've had people come in from Europe and they spend the week long and just study how to play tango music, right? Because just because you play an instrument doesn't mean there are certain tango specific techniques and sounds that you kind of have to learn to be able to play tango music well. Mm-hmm. So that's our summer event, is the week long. And during that week, we have a lot of public events too. So like we'll have our faculty, we'll do a concert, a showcase, we'll have movie screenings. The participants will have their presentation, kind of the music that they've been working on all week. A jam. We also usually have a jam where we invite, you know, community people too to kind of experience the music, to mm-hmm. try out the music without having that week-long commitment. So that's the summer one. And then in the fall, the last couple of years, we've partnered with Folk and Roots to also do a milonga and with live music and performance as well.
Mm-hmm. And now, a bandoneon is a fairly unusual instrument, at least to most people. Can you, for those that don't know, can you describe a bandoneon?
It's kind of like an accordion. It's in the free reed accordion concertina family. Mm-hmm. And a bandoneon is actually it's an oversized concertina, if anybody's seen that in like Irish music and English music. And it was actually invented in Germany. In the 1800s, but then with the immigration to Argentina, came to Argentina, and there's way more bandoneon players in Argentina now, although there's some in Europe still. Mm-hmm. So, but it has a really kind of haunting, beautiful sound.
And very frustrating to learn.
And very frustrating to learn. Whoever designed it just like started tacking on more buttons. They're completely in this like random order. The ones in the middle are somewhat more logical, but just
so
like.
You've tried to do this? Or?
Yes. And she plays a little. And
just a little.
And, so, and every person is like, oh, I spent so long learning the buttons.
The buttons are random. And then the note going, like when you open the bandoneon, and when you close it, the same button has two different notes.
Yes.
So it's like two, yeah.
It's very convenient for playing two chords back to back.
Like
but
a
it's
harmonica
like.
Harmonica then. Huh?
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, it's the same idea.
Just random.
Yeah.
A harmonica at least is in order.
You never know what's going to come out.
And then, like, if your finger misses, it's not just like off by a little bit. It could be off by an octave.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure a lot of your efforts are to educate the public.
Yes.
So, but there are some sections of the upcoming festival that are just for musicians themselves, or can anybody come and just listen?
It's with our festival in 2 weeks.
Uh-huh.
On all of our concerts, obviously people come listen, and at the dance, people come dance, or they can come listen. We even have like a discounted listener price on our Milonga on April 5th, and we'd love to have listeners. It's so great. We do have on our Sunday morning, April 6th jam at Urbana Dance Company. That is open to anyone to mm-hmm. try out playing tango music. And there's actually sheet music even available on our website, cutangomusic.org. You can find the sheet music for the jam. And we do have a string tango music workshop on Saturday, April 5th at Community Center for the Arts at 3 p.m. for string players, violin, viola, cello, bass. So people can come and try out a little bit of how to play tango.
Yeah, and if you haven't seen Bandonian Massacre, yeah. you really have to experience yeah. that as well. Do you have any gigs coming up locally?
This one.
You're putting all your energy into the festival at the yeah. moment. So every once in a while, we'll...
So the whole orchestra will be at Cranard Uncorked?
Yes.
Then. Okay.
Right. Yes, well, the whole orchestra will be playing at Cranard Uncorked and at the Saturday night, April 5th, Milonga. Mm-hmm. And then the Friday night concert we're doing of contemporary music. Most of our band members are playing, but it's a little bit more focused on our guest musicians.
And tell us the makeup of the orchestra. You've got like 4 or 5 violins and...
Locally, we have 6 violins, 2 violas, 1 to 2 cellos, 2 basses, guitar, a couple pianists, and
a bandonian.
And yes.
At least one.
Right? 1 to 3. Yeah. And then our guest artists, we're bringing in Tegan Farron, violin, Maxfield Wollum Fisher, cello, Amy Solera, and Rodrigo Avalos, bandonian, and then a couple of our friends, Jesse Stark on violin and Craig Harrington, and Ann Cusack on bandonian. Oh.
And we're also flying in a DJ from Miami for the dance. And
oh,
so
sure, why not?
Mariano Bejarano, who's a particularly, it's one of the first DJs that I was like noticing when I was in the dance, like, oh, this music is really good. Mm-hmm. So we're really, really excited to have Mariano with us to add to that musical tapestry.
Yeah. And so there is a discounted price for the dance if you're not a dancer, because we don't want people to be intimidated and think, well, I don't dance, so I don't want to go to the Milonga. I don't want to go to the dance. Mm-hmm. But we do have a discounted price on there because we want to encourage people to come listen and come watch.
And all that's information that's available on your website. Yes. And they can take it. Yeah.
Good. Absolutely.
And the website again is?
CUtangomusic.org. CU as in Champaign Urbana. So yes, the letter C, the letter U.
Yep.
Of course. And so... Excellent. Thank you so much for that information. I'm sure it's going to be a good time. Can you introduce the song that we're going to do next?
This is a piece that actually our band has been playing locally, and it is called Melancólico Buenos Aires, and it's actually by Astor Piazzolla, and not from his more famous quintet, but from his Orquesta Típica, so typical tango larger orchestra from the 1950s.
So you might be able to hear this at Cranard Uncorked.
At Cranard
Uncorked.
There
you go.
Okay. Live.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. Amanda Ramey, Enchi Lin, and
Oliver.
Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you.
Thank you.